What are your thoughts about heading back down to Tennessee, close to Alabama?
I really haven't thought about it like that, but it's just another week for me. I'm going to go out there and try to get a W.
Mario, when you look at the offense the last 2 weeks, are there plays to be made and you guys just aren't making them, or are defenses reacting better to what you guys are doing?
Of course, I feel like there's plays to be made. We're just not making them. We just have to go back to the drawing board, practice hard, do the right things, and we'll start making them.
Does that make it even more frustrating when it is your own, feel like it's on yourself, or does that make it easier?
It depends on how you look at it. To me, it makes it easier to handle, because if you're not making plays because of the defense, that means that the players on your team aren't capable of, actually making those plays. But we know we have the players on this team to make those plays. So,
do you look back and analyze the drops, or how do you deal with the two drops last week? How do you look at it? How do you address those issues?
Yeah, I look back at them, see what I could have did to make the play, and then I just move forward.
Is there something technical that you found, or is it a constant, what's the secret to having good hands and making good catches?
You just have to look the ball all the way through, have strong hands, and not try to run before you catch the ball.
It seems like defenses are trying to prevent you guys from making that big play, that they're playing guys deeper. The Vikings seem to do that. Is that what you're seeing, too, that they're trying to take that element away from you guys?
Not necessarily. Defense is just doing what they do. They ran the same defense that we studied on film, so they weren't really doing anything different.
Fans and sports talk radio and writers talk about the drops that you've had this year. Is it a big deal to you, or is it? I don't seem to think that you fret stew too much over it. Is it just part of the game to you, or?
No, anytime you have multiple drops, it's a big deal. It's definitely a big deal. When you're a receiver, you're supposed to catch the ball. So, you just have to, go back to the drawing board, eliminate the drops, and move forward.
Is there a danger of being too hard on yourself?
Not really. Mm-hmm. If you have one drop, then it's probably a danger of being too hard on yourself. But when you have multiple, then...
What's the overall just mindset of the team? A few weeks ago, you guys were 4-3 and kind of atop the playoff standings. You lost 3 in a row. Do you guys still feel like this is a team that can turn this back around and make a playoff push?
Yeah, of course. It's all up to us. Moving forward, we just have to do the right things, practice, and the wins will follow.
It's a good test. How you guys respond to adversity, you think? Or?
Oh, of course. Yep.
And we want to see you guys take more shots downfield.
Excuse me?
We want to see you guys as an offense take more shots downfield.
I just want to do whatever we have to do to win.